Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to the UK Business Morning. I'm Alice and I'm joined by Lewis. So guess what? We have a big story to discuss today about one of the biggest defence companies, Lockheed Martin. Let's see what's going on here.
Morning, Alice. Yeah, I was just looking at it. Their profits in the second quarter dropped almost 80%. That's a huge fall. And they had these pre-tax charges of $1.6 billion. That must have really hit them hard.
Exactly. Their shares actually fell as much as 9% in New York. Even though they recovered a bit, they were still down 6.5% by mid-afternoon. That's a significant drop.
Yeah, and the company slashed its earnings outlook for the year. Now they're predicting between $21.70 and $22 per share, down from a previous forecast of as high as $27.30. That's quite a big claim, right?
That's right. Their net earnings for the quarter fell to $342 million, or 1.46 amps share, compared to $1.64 billion, or 6.85 amps share, in the same period last year. And their revenues for the quarter were $18.2 billion, which is pretty much flat.
I see. The company said the new losses mainly came from a classified program in its aeronautics division, which recorded a $950 million charge. And they also had a $57 million hit on their work for the Canadian government related to the procurement of maritime helicopters.
That's quite a blow. The CEO, Jim Taiclet, had to defend the company's actions because several analysts questioned whether they truly had a grip on the affected programs. The $950 million charge for the aeronautics program follows a previous charge of $555 million in 2024.
So Nick Cunningham, an analyst at Agency Partners, said that on one level you could argue this clears it all up. But on the other, you could argue that it may be a roach motel, with more yet to emerge from under the bed. That's quite a strong statement.
Right, Taiclet said the company has increased the level of oversight of the affected programs, changed the review team for the aeronautics project, and brought in wider expertise from across the company.
Even though defense contractors have benefited from a surge in military spending due to the war in Ukraine and the conflict in the Middle East, many have struggled with rising inflation and cost increases that have affected legacy fixed-price contracts.
Robert Stallard, analyst at Vertical Research Partners, said the results would likely deepen the already negative investor sentiment towards the stock, so it's a tough time for Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see how they'll handle this. Will their changes be enough to turn things around, or is this just the beginning of more problems? We'll have to keep an eye on it.
Definitely, it's a big issue for the company and for investors. Thanks for joining me, Lewis, and that's the news for today. Join us again tomorrow for more business updates.